What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to a very special edition of Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined by Matt Wilhelm on a Monday, where the Browns at 6-3 sit in first place atop the AFC North all by themselves for the first time in 19 years. And boy, it feels good. And the way they got there was a 24-3 primetime demolition of the Cincinnati Bengals. Matt, what a performance that was.
Oh, dude, I was stoked. I was stoked watching it. And I think that, again, the entire nation now is on alert and they know that the Browns are for real.
No question about it. The nation got to enjoy that. We all enjoyed that here in Cleveland. Got a little help from the Jets on Sunday. And now the Browns, as I said, atop the best division in football. Every team at 600 or better. But let's go back to that Cincinnati game. I thought the most complete and dominant performance of the season, all phases, but especially that defense. Andy Dalton held to a quarterback rating of 2.
Oh, my God. I mean, the defense played amazing. I thought it was consistent pressure, and I thought that on a short week, and I know Carlos Dansby talked about it, but the preparation and the commitment that they had, that Coach Pettine kind of called them out to do as much as you can to be ready for this Thursday night game on a short break, and they were ready. They knew these Bengals like the back of their hand. They had Andy Dalton confused, and I think they had A.J. Green crying on the sideline.
They certainly did. Joe Hayden really seems to own A.J. Green at this point, and this defense once again generating turnovers. Craig Robertson started with an interception early. Buster got two. Tashawn Gibson forced a fumble. Probably would have had an interception as well, but one went right through the basket. But this defense seems to be everywhere and always where the ball is.
Most definitely, and I think they are now playing like the team that we thought they would be, and also to the team that we thought they would be as the close of training camp. You know, they had their blips early in the season, but they are getting their stuff together. I think there are no questions with Jim O'Neill now making those plays. They found their wheelhouse. I thought Phil Taylor, you know, getting back, he injected some life into that defensive line. You know, we saw Desmond Bryant come out and play 2 sacks, huge plays on back-to-back plays. And again, the opportunistic defensive backfield, I think our DBs right now are top 5 in the National Football League.
I think so, and that bodes well when you're going against Houston this Sunday, Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, so that's good. The other story on the other side of the ball, another very solid game from Brian Hoyer, but the return of the ground game. And I thought when the Browns got their first turnover and then ran the ball 5 times in a row to get that opening touchdown, they made a statement. We saw Crow. We saw Terrence West in the feature back roll run for over 90 and a touchdown. We saw Ben Tate. All 3 running backs scored. The team ran for about over 170 yards. This was Browns football, and it was a beautiful thing.
Oh, it definitely was. And I think those 5 consecutive runs for a touchdown were the punch in the mouth. And at that point, Cincinnati was reeling. They had already had all, you know, offensive play set, and they got off the field. Andy Dalton looked disheveled. But again, the run game, and I think you looked, there were no questions. There were no holes on that offensive line. Everybody was playing well. We got all 3 backs involved, and that might be something that we see moving forward.
Listen, I don't care what we see as long as the Browns run the football like that and get those huzz downs on the ground. I'm fine with it. So here we are, folks, enjoying that victory, getting ready for Houston, who come to town and take on the Browns at First Energy Stadium this Sunday. The first place 6-3 Browns, an opportunity to go to 7-3. Who'd have thunk it? I don't care. I just know we're enjoying it. That'll do it. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura. Thanks for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today.